An extract from the novel Threads and Threats by Barry Mahoney. It was the week of Halloween. This was always an event for which James had very mixed opinions. On the one hand, he knew how much children enjoyed scary stories about witches, black cats, spells and hobgoblins. On the other, he is well aware that as a church school, some may frown upon the celebration of such satanic rituals. Indeed, recent guidelines from the diocese had made it clear that children should be made aware of All Saints' Day, which followed Halloween, and for church schools to do their best to ignore, and certainly not to encourage, the celebration of evil as part of their Halloween activities. James had enjoyed all the usual traditional Halloween activities with his pupils in the past, and Marion, the head teacher of his previous school, had tended to go overboard herself with Halloween displays and scary events. James remembered that during his first year at Marion's school, she dressed up as a very gruesome witch during one of her school assemblies. And he smiled as he remembered that this particular dramatic exercise had not gone down at all well with the infant children. And indeed, amidst the screams from some of the younger infants, the overall result was that little Emily Jane had wet herself and had to be led out of the school hall sobbing, followed by a number of infants who had led similarly sheltered lives in their short existence. Questions had been asked at the following governor's meeting, and future Halloween celebrations had been toned down somewhat since that memorable school assembly. Yes, Halloween had to be dealt with very carefully at Prior's Hill. James's main concern was that the supply teacher in Class 2, Mrs. Doreen Sparkle, was anything but true to her name. A dour woman in her late 50s, Doreen Sparkle had decided long ago that teaching was not really her forte. As a spinster who had almost given up hope, Doreen had managed to catch Mr. Sparkle some 5 years earlier at a funeral wake for her aunt, and was now a woman of more than adequate means. Mr. Sparkle, an equally dour man, was much older than his wife and was content for his new wife to stay at home and look after him in his twilight years. Doreen, on the other hand, had other ideas, claiming that she liked to keep her hand in, whilst plotting that the supply teacher remuneration would help her to pay for the Caribbean cruise that she was planning for the following year. If you'd like to find out more, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.